With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be joined once again by the Triton High School hockey coach, Ryan Sheehan. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Coach. And yourself?
Doing well. It's tournament time, so.
It is tournament time. I got to ask you, Coach. Tough schedule, man. You had strength of schedule, Division III, which is a powerhouse division, by the way. And your last several games, last three games, two out of the last three anyway, you ended up on the short end. And but again, challenging. So how do you use those two games, Norwell and Marblehead, to sort of either erase the board and start clean again, or use those as lessons learned?
Well, it was good to see two new teams towards the end of the year, and Norwell, I think, is one of the better teams in the state. They have two lines and a couple of defensemen that are, I think, will rival anyone in the state. So It was a good matchup for us. Obviously, we came up on the short end of the stick, but I think we played fairly well. And then we continued our good defensive play and, some opportunistic scoring, but, continued that same style of play into the Marblehead game, who's a strong team and probably going to be a threat in Division II.
Well, to put it in perspective, the Norwell, 20 wins, one loss, they've scored 113, and they've allowed only 29. So, a real powerhouse. And what were the highlights for your guys in that game? What did they do well?
I think we killed off two of their power plays fairly efficiently. Did a good job blocking shots and winning puck battles in those, and I think that was a game plan going in. And we went up actually 2-0, scared them, because I don't think they've been down too often in their league. And so we scared them a little bit, and a couple of their snipers and their playmakers showed up and made us susceptible, but I think we played well. But no, playing them is good. It was a high paced game, and I think they're going to do pretty well in the Division IV tournament.
And you got a really good seed. I mean, out of 34 teams, you guys are seeded number 10. And maybe Ryan, if you would give me a comment on the North Shore teams that are in D3, and actually any other North Shore teams, because a lot of teams are in sort of like the top 10 in the area.
Yeah, I tell you, we didn't want to see a North Shore team. I know that we were getting a home game, so it would have been nice to have a team that was going to travel a little bit. But anyone that you've seen and anyone that has an idea how you play or has an idea who's on your team and your roster is tough to play against, because you have a little bit of a leg up. But I think the new tournament system has done a good job of just pairing it out and making it as even as possible.
Yeah, and again, it's a great division. All right, so let's get right to it. Danvers, tell me about that first game.
Danvers is good, and we played them early in the year up in the second round of the Lions Cup, which is a tournament that Thompson puts on. And we skated to a 4-4 tie and eventually beat them in a shootout. But, no, they have some firepower up front. They got a couple good D-men and a serviceable goalie, so... it's a 23 seed, but it's definitely going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I know that stuff. And it's at the Graph. That's Wednesday, what, at 4 p.m.?
4 p.m. up at the Graph.
All right. Once again, if you would, Coach, I see these names that are so familiar, like, the Fiddlers and the Marenghis and stuff like that. But maybe if you could just give me a quick report card on your top performers during the regular season.
Senior leader, Tyler Egan, has been fantastic for us. He's got a nose for the net. He plays around the net, and he's got 9 and 11 for 21. So he's been a threat. Freshman Michael Taylor has been a threat all year. He likes to join the rush and jump up in the play. He's a tough kid. And then a rock for us is Jack Lindholm. He's he's out there on power plays. He's out there PK. He breaks the puck out on his own here and there. He plays good in our own end. So we have some guys that we can rely on.
All right, Coach. Finally, I guess, as we start the playoffs, what are you most pleased with your team this year? Going back to, early December, where the team was and where you are now.
I'm most pleased with our depth, and our depth means that everyone has assumed a role. Lines 1 through 3 play fairly evenly, which is probably one of our strengths. And, everyone's assumed their role, play hard, short shifts, and, you know, that's what I think we can take throughout the year. So, you know, we've definitely gelled as a team towards the end here.
And finally, I think, Coach, team defense looks pretty good. You've only allowed 39. So the kids must be understanding what you're trying to teach them.
Yeah, we have good goaltending too. That helps. And three pairs of D that definitely play well on our end, and tough kids and like to battle it out. So hopefully if we play good team defense and, you know, get a couple opportunistic goals, we can do some damage in the tournament.
Appreciate it, Ryan, man. Good luck on Wednesday, and we'll talk again.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right.
That is Ryan Sheehan, who is the Triton High School boys hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.